USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Nikki Haley is jabbing at former President Trump even after getting beat in the New Hampshire primary. Heading into a primary in her home state of South Carolina next month, Haley told a crowd what she thought of Trump's victory speech in the Granite State.
Out of everything that he said in his rant, he didn't talk about the American people once. He talked about revenge.
Despite losing to Trump in the New Hampshire Republican primary, Haley has vowed to stay in the race. Trump has claimed he would score higher on a mental competency test. Haley says Trump should prove it on the debate stage. President Biden is thanking the United Auto Workers for endorsing his reelection campaign this week.
The previous administration was content to sit in the sidelines and let China take all these jobs. But I won't let that happen.
Biden is credited by UAW union bosses for becoming the first sitting president to join union members on the picket line. Many union bosses supported former President Trump in his first campaign in 2016. The top Republican in the U.S. Senate is issuing a call for more aid to be sent to Ukraine in its war with Russia. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said it's in America's interest to degrade Russia's military. There are ongoing efforts to find compromise legislation over that and border security bills in Congress.
Yes, it provides critical funding for Israel. Yes, it provides critical funding for border security, but it also creates legal changes in policy that will be lasting.
Delaware Democrat Chris Coons on with Fox News this week. U.S. Supreme Court justices are rejecting an effort to stop the country's first ever execution by nitrogen hypoxia. It's supposed to happen today in Alabama. Kenneth Eugene Smith is serving on Alabama's death row for the murder of Elizabeth Sennett back in 1988. This is USA News.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
The paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
More Boeing 737 MAX 9 planes, at least in Alaska Airlines fleet, found with loose bolts. The White House says Congress and the FAA are on task with thorough investigations of the recent door plug near disaster.
We're always going to look into what we can do, and FAA is going to do this, to make sure that we continue that we do everything possible to make sure that they are safe.
A door plug blew off the Alaska Airlines flight at 16,000 feet this month as the plane was climbing on its way to California. Boeing has since grounded all 737 MAX 9 planes while detailed inspections are carried out. British billionaire Joe Lewis is pleading guilty to charges of insider trading in the U.S. The 86-year-old former owner of English Premier League club Tottenham Hotspur appeared in court in New York Wednesday. He's accused of giving inside info on companies he invested in to friends, personal assistants, and romantic partners. NFL football standout and newly minted podcast sensation Jason Kelce is speaking about his viral shirtless moment at last weekend's Chiefs-Bills playoff game. Kelce says on his New Heights podcast that he warned his wife, Kylie Kelce, about making the move.
The moment we got into the suite, I said, I'm taking my shirt off and I'm jumping out of that suite. And she said, Jason, don't you dare.
On the podcast he hosts with his brother Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce, it was Jason's first time meeting Travis's girlfriend, pop star Taylor Swift, and Jason's wife wanted him to make a good first impression.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.